possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on Tuesday afternoon, August 12th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. A moment of righteous glory may not be worth it when it comes to quitting a job. We'll cover that in our next segment. But right now, inflation rose below expectations last month, easing market worries and boosting bets the Fed could cut rates in September, despite modest tariff impacts. Before joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Paul Christopher, head of global investment strategy at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute in St. Louis. Paul, thank you for joining us today. And a lot of analysts, or at least those who were inclined to give President Trump and his tariff policies the benefit of the doubt, when they saw the consumer price index number this morning, they wanted to pop the champagne and say, "See, I told you so." Is that is that an accurate assessment today?
It's probably an accurate assessment today, but they might want to keep those corks around because if you look below the surface, it's not quite as positive as the market is taking it today.
Now, let's break out the headline number and the and then the number when you take out the volatile food and energy category, the core CPI. What story are those numbers telling us today?
So if you just look at the top line, which is what the markets are looking at today and focusing on, they're going to see that the headline CPI, that's everything included, was right on expectations at a 2.7% steady year-over-year rate. The core rate was just a little bit hotter than expected, and it came in at about 3.1%, the difference being that the core excludes food and energy. Not that food and energy don't matter to people, it's just that food and energy tend to be more volatile, and we're looking for the trends in inflation going forward. So the core and the overall measure both matter.
And it seems like there's also kind of a turnover taking place in some of the categories that are driving inflation. And in this case, the rather cooler number can be attributed to a great deal of cooling off in the shelter space, which was a huge driver of inflation for a very long time coming out of the pandemic.
Yes, it was. And shelter inflation has cooled, but it's still at about 3.7%. That's still pretty hot going forward. It's going to keep home prices going up, maybe not as rapidly as before. So, yeah, that's a cooling piece of the CPI. But then there were other pieces that were higher. Medical costs up 0.8% for the month, and airfares up 4% for the month. So those aren't going to be included in the measure that the Fed will look at later this month called the personal consumption expenditure inflation indicator. But what that's telling us is that below the surface, if you look around, yeah, tariffs are starting to seep into goods inflation, just as we had expected. There's some moderation in home prices, or sorry, in shelter prices that are keeping the tariff increase related increases sort of on the back burner or kind of out of sight for people to see. But then there's other things in services like airfares and healthcare that are still going up, and those are something to watch going forward. We don't think that the Fed is necessarily going to cut three times this year.
Well, on top of that, the Fed meeting is in September, and you have a few more inflation reports before you get to that Fed meeting. And even though the price increases from tariffs appear to be modest right now, what does that mean going forward? What is the trend telling us?
So we're going to have to look at the cross currents. The tariffs are just getting started. They're just getting underway, and firms were at first reluctant to pass those price increases directly on to consumers, not knowing exactly what the tariffs were finally going to be. We're starting to get to see what those tariffs are going to be, and we do expect the price increases to flow more rapidly and more broadly across the economy in the next couple of months. So that's going to be a negative factor. Inflation going higher in goods. But at the same time, you're going to still have some weakness, we think, in shelter costs, and that's going to offset the increase in tariffs. And so the Fed's what's going to look at is, well, gee, inflation looks still pretty tame. So they may decide to cut, or they may look under the surface, under the hood, and see that there's still some problems there.
Paul Christopher, head of global investment strategy at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute in St. Louis. Coming up, quitting a job without damaging your future prospects.
Because money matters. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
When quitting a job, you may be tempted to deliver the news to your employer in dramatic fashion.
Who's coming with me? Who's coming with me besides Flipper here?
I will go with you.
Dorothy Boyd. Thank you.
That was Tom Cruise in the movie Jerry Maguire. Some people who quit their jobs want to go out like a rock star or in a blaze of glory, but while it may feel good in the moment, it could cost you in the long term. We're joined by Michelle Reisdorf, Chicago jobs expert at the Robert Half Company in Chicago. Michelle, thank you for joining us today. Now, all my life, or at least all of my social media scrolling life, I have been told that making a big embarrassing scene is the secret to attention and notoriety on the internet. Are you suggesting that's a bad idea?
Well, it's definitely a bad idea when you're deciding to resign. Then you want to make sure that you're absolutely just full of grace and tact and professionalism as you walk out the door.
Now, most people, when they leave their job and go to some other job, it's because they have a better opportunity, they have more opportunities for growth, they have better responsibilities, they're getting better pay. It's just simply a business transaction. So why is this so emotionally fraught on both sides?
Well, you know, leaving a job can always feel a little awkward, and sometimes maybe you'll feel like you're letting that boss down or that company down. And so I think it's just about, you know, being honest about maybe what decisions, you know, affected your choice to leave, but then just making sure that you completely fulfill your responsibilities as you walk out the door, because you just never know when your path may cross again in the future.
Now, if you are looking for a job and you are very close to landing that second job, this is even before you think about resigning, should you tell your immediate supervisor that something is coming down the pike, or should you just wait until the paper has been signed and you can move on?
Well, you know, I think each and every case is different. You know, what we do say is, you know, your relationship with your boss, you know, first and foremost, always try to work through any differences you might have, because the grass isn't always greener on the other side. And, you know, if you're honest, sometimes that boss is going to know or feel that you might be looking, or, you know, whatever the change you're asking for is not possible. But, you know, in some cases, based on your relationship, it is okay to let them know. In other cases, if you think it might be, you know, confrontational, or you feel you might get fired on the spot, then it's probably best that you just process through that new job offer and give your proper 2 weeks notice and leave professionally.
Yeah, does it have to be 2 weeks? Because I'm thinking back to the two cases in which I resigned from a job to take another one. In the first case, I had a very good relationship with the news director, and I gave him a month. Just out of courtesy for all they had done for me over the years. And the second time I left to go to a competitor and I offered to stick around for 2 weeks and they said, no, thanks, you can leave now, which was great. You know, it was a 2 week vacation for me. Yeah. So what do you suggest? Do you stick to 2 weeks or could you give them more notice, based on your relationship with the employer?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Rob. The standard in the hiring world is to give a full 2 weeks notice. The employer will make the decision from there what to do. But if you are leaving a situation where you know that company might be in a bind, you have more time to give, that is certainly part of the conversation I would have. You know, I would offer the standard 2 weeks notice, but I would let that boss know, I am more than willing to help you through any situation. If that means, you know, 3 weeks, a month, I'm here. I want to leave on great terms. You just never know when your path might cross again.
Michelle Reisdorf, Chicago jobs expert, the Robert Half Company in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, Spirit Airlines is struggling to survive. We'll talk about what that means for passengers.
Your best stock option. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Travel Tuesday. When an airline warns it may not survive without more cash, it's a red flag for travelers, signaling possible flight disruptions or even losing booked flights if the carrier folds. We welcome in Joe Sweeterman, professor of public services and director of the Chaddick Institute at DePaul University in Chicago. Joe, thank you for joining us today. And we've seen this story before. You can go way back to 1982 when Braniff shut down, or locally 1991 when Midway Airlines closed down for the first time. And I was at Midway on the day ATA folded in 2008, and it did leave some passengers in the lurch.
Oh, I can add to that list, too. Of course, we have People Express and Skybus and everything. So here we go again. But this is concerning in the sense that they warned that the business model may not be sustainable. They tried to have a merger with JetBlue. That was pushed down by Washington. And now, after going through reorganization, in addition to that, they're indicating their cash is running low. So they're on the edge of a cliff. I think, you know, the good news is demand's picking up and they may make it to better times, but it's going to be a tough couple months.
Reputationally, I know Spirit has taken its lumps for customer service because everything involves a fee. That's what that's what's subsidizing those bargain basement fares that you get. But if you're a passenger on Spirit, you get to a leisure destination. You do so on an aircraft that's safe. If you just want to fly somewhere, it's a very budget-friendly option for you. So what's the problem with the airline? Is it a matter of the Spirit customer can't afford to fly anymore, or is it a matter of the Spirit customer has a little more money and they can afford to pay for something a little more that gives them a few more creature comforts?
Yeah, exactly right. I think the biggest thing is they don't have much of a cost advantage over the big carriers. They have a small one, but the days of pilots making far less one carrier than the next have kind of ended. So they're stuck with similar costs. And the big airlines, especially American, United, and Delta, have gotten really good at basic economy. So they have extra seats. They match Spirit. And people, of course, will opt for one of the bigger airlines. We're finding that their niche has gotten squeezed here. I think, though, there's a lot of Spirit loyalists. I mean, people have figured out how not to pay the extra fees, and they love Spirit. So something's going to be lost if this carrier can't turn the corner.
And then what if you are thinking about booking a trip to a Spirit destination and you have memories of passengers left in the lurch at Midway Airport or in Dallas or wherever, do you roll the dice and assume the airline's going to be there when you actually take your trip?
You know, I think the good news is usually your credit card payments, the fees get returned to you. So you're probably not going to be standing in bankruptcy court waiting for your refund if something bad were to happen. Secondly, I think, there's not, this is just really an unpredictable process. And usually when there's a bankruptcy filing, there's a little bit of a window here to allow people to, you know, re-ticket or get their money back before they take their trip. So it's certainly prudent to still fly Spirit, but you sort of want to have that in the back of your mind that if something were to happen and I have a business meeting and so forth, you know, that's heed the warnings.
Joe Sweeterman, professor of public services and director of the Chaddick Institute at DePaul University in Chicago.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Hart. The markets are higher. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Jack Ablin, Chief Investment Strategist at Crescent Capital in Chicago. Jack, thank you for joining us today. And the markets are definitely rocking and rolling today. And what is this in response to specifically? The muted inflation in the Consumer Price Index report, the relatively muted inflation in the CPI report, or is it the possibility that the Fed is going to cut at their next meeting in September?
Actually, both. because of a muted CPI report, we now, at least looking at the futures market, that implies a roughly 96% chance that the Fed is going to cut interest rates by a quarter point. So I think that this relatively tame inflation report paves the way for lower rates.
Now, when you look at any economic report, for good or for ill, someone will always find either something bad in a good report or something even worse in a bad report. And in this case, you do have some people who say that the tariffs are starting to show up in some goods prices, but overall that's wiped out by deflation in shelter costs. And kind of like, what's your take on that? What do you see that's inside the CPI report that's possibly concerning?
Sure. So inside the CPI report, I would say yes, we're starting to see a reversal in the trend in goods prices. We had goods prices pretty much go negative last year, bottomed out in the first quarter, and just like you would expect with tariffs, starting to rise a little bit. But I will say the silver lining here, perhaps, Rob, is that a lot of companies are not passing these higher costs along, at least not yet.
And now, what would the Fed need to see in order to cut interest rates in September? Would they need to see another soft jobs report similar to the one that we saw at the end of July? Or would they have to see further improvement on the inflation front when we have the PPI and the PCE numbers coming out in the next couple of weeks?
Well, remember, between now and then, we will get another jobs report. As you said, we will get another the PCE. We'll get, as you said, PCI. I will say that really, no news is good news. If everything just comes in around expectations, and I will say analysts have done a pretty good job of gauging where these inflation readings are coming through. So if everything comes through as expected, I would expect then the Fed will ease. It's one of those odd ones that are all of a sudden frighteningly strong, and perhaps there's a little consistency, you know, maybe a couple of reports that would perhaps cause some concern that maybe the Fed sits on their hands.
Now, this September is the one-year anniversary of the Fed cutting for the first time in a long time, and they cut half a percentage point. If the Fed does indeed cut, do we see a similar move, or will they just go a quarter point?
You know, that's an interesting question. Part of me thinks they would go a half, just because one of the biggest impacts of a Fed action is the element of surprise. And given that we've got a 96% chance of an ease and the whole world is expecting a rate cut, it's possible if they want to have a little more impact, they would cut a half a percent. But we have to keep in mind, if we rewind back to last year, the Fed cut 50 basis points, a half a percent. And what happened to the long end of the curve, particularly the 10-year? It went up by half a percent, perhaps suggesting that short-term gain may signal more longer-term pain.
Jack Ablin, Chief Investment Strategist, Crescent Capital in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next in Travel Tuesday, making sure an Alaskan cruise is all it can be.
Lunch money for all generations. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Travel Tuesday, sponsored by Preflight Airport Parking. Alaska cruises require more planning than quick trips to the Caribbean. Joining us to share everything you need to know before booking a voyage north is Ilana Schattauer, founder and content creator of the YouTube channel Life Well Cruised and LifeWellCruise.com, based in Montreal. Ilana, thank you for joining us today. And one way, outside of the climate, obviously, that an Alaska cruise is definitely a different animal compared to a cruise to a tropical climate, is that the offshore excursions could be a little more intense.
Oh, absolutely. There really is a bit of a difference because there's more adventurous options if you choose to. Of course, you can do a little bit of sightseeing, but there's opportunities to go fishing and even to take helicopter rides up to the glaciers. It really is an interesting destination and itinerary.
I was going to say, one way in which there's a big meaningful difference is my parents are Disney Cruise Line people, and they took an Alaskan itinerary a couple of years ago. And normally on the Caribbean runs, you can't, it's just wall-to-wall people at the pool. And on the Alaska trip, there's maybe two or three people standing around the pool. So it's a very different climate, literally.
Oh, you're so right. The atmosphere, although, of course, it's a lot of fun for people that are used to Caribbean or Bahamas cruises, it really is, like you said, a different experience.
And then one thing you have to really be aware of, too, if you're going to a tropical island, maybe you can get an inside cabin, or maybe you can get a cabin that doesn't have a real spectacular view, because all you're looking at is the water if you're leaving from Florida and going to, say, the Bahamas or St. Martin. But if you're going up to Alaska, there's a lot to see out the window. So that cabin view does make a difference.
Oh, it really does. It surprised me the first time that I went to Alaska a couple of years ago, the way the landscape, almost the entire cruise, it's magnificent. We even, by chance, happened to see like a pod of whales just outside of our balcony. Had I not had a balcony cabin, I would have missed that.
Now, what are some things that you need to remember, knowing that the view is going to be spectacular, knowing that the climate is different, knowing that the shore excursions are different? What are some things you need to know, even if you're an experienced warm weather cruiser, what are some things you need to know when you're booking that Alaskan cruise so you get the most out of it?
Yeah, so I think firstly, it is to think about booking the cruise and making sure that it really is the cruise experience for you. There are some cruises, like you said, that are going to be a little more family oriented, like Disney and like Royal Caribbean, and others are going to be a little bit more enrichment focused, like Princess and like Holland America. Something else to consider, though, especially for experienced cruisers, is the what to pack, because you really do need to pack with layers and you need to think about potential rain. Even if you go in the summer months, it can be a little cooler. Rain is often part of an Alaska cruise, so you do really want to be prepared.
And then where do Alaska cruises originate? Are they usually all, are they all out of Vancouver, or do some leave from Seattle or some other West Coast port?
Yeah, most of them, not all, but most of them are going to leave from Vancouver or Seattle. And the itinerary differs just a little bit, but typically you'll have 7-day cruises that are going to come right back. You could also do one-way cruises where you're taking a cruise from Vancouver, for instance, and it's going to end in, I think it's Anchorage, if I'm not mistaken, or Seward, Alaska, which is near Anchorage. And this way you can actually go inland a little bit. And I believe there are sometimes some cruises that are even going to leave from the west coast of California. I'm less experienced with those, but that does exist as well.
Ilana Schatauer, founder and content creator of the YouTube channel Life Well Cruised and LifeWellCruise.com. Thank you for joining us on this Travel Tuesday to talk about Alaskan cruises. Join us this time tomorrow for Personal Finance Wednesday. And still to come, a contrarian view of the market.
Cash, credit, debit, and totally free. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
There's a lot of euphoria on Wall Street as stocks are at record highs, but market contrarians warn investors to be cautious. Amid all the optimism, joining us to discuss is Mark Hulbert, investment columnist for The Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and MarketWatch.com, based in Washington. Mark, thank you for joining us today. The Dow up 480 points right now. The NASDAQ up 1.25%. The S&P 500 up 1% today. And it's a day to feel good about the direction of the economy, it would seem, and the possibility of interest rate cuts to come. So let's throw some cold water on this.
That's my role in life, I think. I mean, it turned out that I think the most famous contrarian is Warren Buffett, the founder of Berkshire Hathaway and probably the most successful investor alive today. And his famous saying in this regard is that the time to be fearful is when others are greedy, and we should then be greedy when others are fearful. And right now, there's a lot of greed on Wall Street. Everyone thinks, hey, I want to be part of this party. The party has taken the market to all-time highs, as you mentioned. And so people are pouring their money in because they want to participate. And that almost always does not end well. That isn't to say it's going to end this week or this month. But when you go into the market when all the news is good, then by definition, any news that comes out of the blue will always be bad news, and that'll cause the market to drop. I'll just mention one anecdote in that regard. Yesterday, C3 AI, which is an AI company that presumably should be riding a crest of this new AI paradigm that's taken Wall Street by storm, it announced results that were disappointing, and guess what? Its stock dropped 26% in one day. That was yesterday, and I think that is perhaps a warning shot across the bow for us all.
So if you want to heed the warning, how do you play it at this particular time?
Well, there's ways of taking money off the table without going completely to cash. One thing, just to mention one, and I'm not an advisor, so I can't really say this is the way to do it, but there are, for example, there are stocks that have companies that have increased their dividend every year for at least 25 years. These are called dividend aristocrats. They don't make as much money when the market goes up, but they lose a heck of a lot less when the market goes down. So you could stay in the stock market by moving from some of the riskier technology plays like C3 AI, for example, and go into some consistent dividend payers that chug along and do better every year, at least going back in history, and are likely to continue. Or, of course, you can start moving to bonds or cash if you want to start really taking some chips off the table. There are a number of different options.
Mark Hulbert, investment columnist for The Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and MarketWatch.com in Washington. Thank you for joining us today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.